either by being divorced or by the death of the husband, if you got the tragedy. So then she's not mishtameres libiya psul anymore. She was mishtameres, but not anymore. So even Rav Meir is made that she's already muteres lachut. But suppose she was married, there was nisuin, but there was no bir. And then the husband died, or the husband divorced her. So minansuin is psul. In other words, because if there was nisuin, so she was already cravely bir. So even though there was no beers yet, and now she's not mishtameres to be a psula anymore because she was divorced or she was widowed. So, but since for a certain time she was not only mishtameres to be a psula, destined to be nivali be a psula, but she was cravely bir. But it just happened that she wasn't nivali yet. He divorced her, or he died even before he had an opportunity to live with her. So he's, but she was cravable in the old. So then she's psulamna. So in other words, so as long as she is the mkudeshes of the King Godel or the King Hediyet, so then there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and one end, and Rav Shimon on the other, as to whether she's asum lechubitzchum or not. Rav Meir says she's asum l'rabbanon because mishtameres will be a psula. And Rav Shimon say mishtameres will be a psula does not pass her l'lechubitzchum. But if she was nisal meloi nisgal shol in Eirasin, then even Rav Meir is made she's mishtameres l'chubitzchum. But if she was Salmelo in his Galshem Nasuin, even though there was no beer, seeing she was already craving beer for a certain time, so even so she's a Sumlach with Rumo, even if she's in Salmelo in his Galshem. That means, then we have that design of the date, in the Hlaken between Ravinshman. Yeish Chufel is Tzulei, Rav Omar Idrachman. Rav Omar Yeish Chufel. Ushmuel Omar Ein Chufel is Tzulei. Now, so Rashi says, now the Rashi is not simple. So there is a Machlekes Hashem in the Pshat in Rashi. Yeish Chufel is Tzulei, Kein Godo Sheyichnis Almono Baskein Chufel. Loi boala umikore name loi kicho afu hoche poslo mitume de bei nisho nisho means father's home kino shani bisot na so poslo mitume de bei nisho de chupe ki knis as bile dam so there is a machleke between Rab and Shmuel as to whether yish kupulit sulei or in kupulit sulei and the pasken like Rab here is Rab bisulei the yish kupulit sulei. And Rashi says the Machlekes is reference to the case where King Godel was Nesei an Almoni. A King Hediyet was Nesei a Chushi. And in addition, there wasn't. Just Chuk. So the question is, and there was no beer as yet. He was just Chupe. Chupe without Dushi. And no beer. So, Ishi. Is she muteres lechubitzchum et b'nisho, or she is not muteres lechubitzchum et b'nisho? So Teisa says, chupe without tibie, without dushnis receiving it, so it's nothing. So what is there? Rav Meir says that if an amone with nisals on his catch of King Godel, so she's his wife and she's mishtameres to be a psula. So the rabbon is asking, but she has nothing to place. So why does Rab say that nothing to place? What is a chupe without dusha? Nothing. So Tesis explains Rashi that according to Rashi, both Rab, that's strange, Rab and Shmuel accord with rabbon is shitting dusha. Rabbuni Yudushin says that chupa is kelim, so you can mikadish through chupa. You can mikadish through chupa. As a matter of fact, all the Rishonim, they passed the Chuppah is not king, but the Rach passes, the Rach passes the Chumrah, that the Chuppah Misotik, maybe the Aloch is like Havune, the Chuppah is king. Anyway, so Tesis explains Rashi, that according to Rashi, so Rav and Shmuel discussed the question, Alibir Rabuni. So, of course, this is the question. Manushek, if the Aloch is not like Rabuni, why should they discuss Alibir Rabuni? So then we have to say, according to Tesis, Shach and Rashi, that Rav and Shmuel agree with Rabuni's deen that hope is gained. I mean, maybe that's one of the reasons as to why there are some Rishonim who pass in the Chumrah like Rabuni, that if a person is in Kaddish and Nisho through Chuppah, so she requires to get Misotik the Chumrah, maybe the Aloch is like Chavuneh, because after all, Rav and Shmuel both accord the Machlekes twice to Ravuneh Shite if Chuppah is king. So Tesis explains Rashi, King Godo Sheikh Misal Mono Baskin Chuppah, but we are assuming Rav and Shmuel both assume that Chuppah is king, so she is Mekudeshes. Now if she is Mekudeshes, why do they have enough Lakers? So this is saying it all depends. According to Rav Meir, so she is Psulo Lechovit Tromo, according to Elazar Rav Shimon, Sinik Sheo. So Rav says that Rav says, Yesh Chuppah. Yesh Chuppah, that even according to Rav Lezer and Shimon, Rav Lezer and Shimon, who say that Mekudeshes, Mekin Godel Almono, Mekudeshes, Grusha Mekudeshes, Mekin Hedyet, is the Mutaris Lachavitz Chumo, Mishtameres Libi Opsulo, is not Mitzeles Lachavitz Chumo. That's only when she is Mishtameres through Kedushi Kesses. Kedushi Shtar. But Mishtameres. Now, Kedushi Pies, so then she certainly is Solo. Because Nifsul is also Solo. But only in the case of Mishtameres will be of Solo through Kedushi Kesses, Kedushi Shtar. So there is no chill between them. But if she is Mekudeshes, through Kedushi Chuppah, and Chuppah is more correctly done than Kedushi Kesef. Bishomele, whatever Chuppah means, whether Chuppah means Yehud, so of course if Chuppah means Yehud, so that's correctly done. And if Chuppah means Machlisel Shemeisel, again, so it's correctly done more than Kedushi Kesef and Kedushi Shtar. And even if Chuppah means something else, I mean what we call Chuppah, I mean, so it also seems that's the practice of the people before he starts living with her as husband and wife. He's machis her into under a canopy and does this, does that. So mele, it's also koyvali bia. So mele, so Rav says that even according to Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon, that Almono Ahusas King Godu, Kurusho, Ahusas King Hedyet, is Mutaris Lachometromo, but Midnureses Alde Chuppe, according to Rabune, that Chuppe is Gene is Mochamo, and she's Asum Lachometromo, Ushmuloma in Chuppe. Now, just read certain lines in the thesis. Nirel Rini Forest, Lishitas Akuntres, the Kinnige v'chupet lo'i kesef. The Rav u'Shmuel Savrek Ravune. The Yisrei v'rishdushin v'chupet kene. V'kom ha'Rav v'cheyecha v'kom v'kdush ha'chupet v'kashres v'chanam v'kom v'psules v'adifem v'kdush ha'kesef. V'akilu Rav Lezer Rav Shimon d'amal v'kdush ha'kesef lo'i pasle v'chupo v'kriva l'b'ye meide k'damrino v'dechuyo d'imun z'lgom v'achome v'lishaya k'andai d'od mishtameres v'b'ye psule d'raise l'achle mit psule d'raise it must have been the psule d'raise l'achle mirabonon v'achmiru chachomim v'chupe yeisa v'shikribo l'b'ye ותאימי דרב משום דיסוב עד בפסול אסלאם ישייך שירי וחייך ותקרינם בו שירי על דחופי שחר הקדוש נשאב ימיסוי וינשקו הסייטה לבנים דרסי שייך דעת ניסוי ונמר אמרוסו ואפוק נזכיר לחנק כאן ינמדו לכסף נשאב יערוסי ושמואל אומר אין חופי לפסולס, דחופי למהני אלא ביקשרס, דחופי קירובי, ולמהני אלא בהויס לביה, אבל בפסולס אין הויס לביה לא, דחופי דאחר קדושן, נמה להני בפסולס לשמוע, ולשאר בשירוס לקירובי. So this is how Rashi explains on the outside. This is how Tesis explains Rashi. Of course, it's very strange. It's very strange. Because then, according to this Pshat and Rashi, Rav and Shmuel agree with Chavonisim, and Lord Yushin doesn't mention that Rav, the Rav and Shmuel agree with Chavonisim, the Lord Yushin mentions, this is a deen by Rabuner, Rav and Shmuel. So Lord Yushin mentioned that Rav and Shmuel, after Rav and Shmuel, were before Rabuner. So why don't we know it? In Dush mentioned that Rav and Shmuel both agree with Rabunah's deen. And the morning Dush appears that it's Rabunah's Kiddush, not Rav and Shmuel. So how does Tesis, Rav Natam, explain the more? So Rav Natam says, oh, V'nir al-ri, Kiperush Rav Natam. Rav Natam ended. Dibichupe sh'achad bishnayre Rav and Shmuel. In other words, so Rav Tam and Gavi say that Rav and Shmuel had referenced the case of the Chupe Lipsuleis after Gdushin. Chupe without Gdushin is nothing because we don't pass by Kavon. So it's nothing. It's nothing at all. But they had referenced the case where there was Chupe and Almone, and King Godu was the Kaddish and Almone, the Kessel. And then he had chupi with Almane, a king had yet was Mikadish a Grushe. Then he had chupi with the Grushe, but no beer, no beers yet. No beers yet. So he said, no beers yet, and then, now, so if he had chupi, so then all the time he made it. The present of Shimna only Machshir. In case of an Almonely King Godel that is Nahusi, but Almonely King Godel that is in Isuya, even though Loini Balo, so then everybody agrees that she's also in the Rabon Lechavik. And even if she's Nisalmano, in Isgarsho, everybody agrees. So what kind of a question could there be? No, but Rabbi Shmuel referenced the case of a King Godel who was Mikadish in Almonely Kessel. And he had chupa with her, and then the King Godu divorced her, and then the King Godu divorced her. So b'nire l'gam l'rit p'yosh ham l'tam d'v'chupa sh'ad dush n'ay Rav Shmuel ba'al m'salman n'zgar sh'n ma'aslis n'kaim ra'kaim Rav omad yish chupa l'psuleis במסעון נסגר שהחופה פסולה היא לכל העלמה כיבני יש חופה וחופה חשיבה כתביה ליפסי לילום ושמוי לומר אין חופה לפסולה והבה נסעון נסגר שמונה הרסן וקשירס אפילו לרדמייר So in other words, that's a מחלק יותר רב משמוי where there was chupa. So Rav says, yesh chupa lepsuleis. So if yesh chupa lepsuleis, so she's in Yisuyeh. If she's in Yisuyeh, so the Aloch is in Yisalmu and Yisgarshu, mina Yisuyeh, so it's loy techo mitrumo. Mina Rabbonon, even though there was no beer. And but Shmuel says, yesh chupa lepsuleis. Yisuyeh is not chal by Almon Lekinu. Dushni stated normally to God, but not Nisuyin. So Mele, she's Nisalmano in Isgarshom Meiras. So Mele, she's Mutaris Lachubitrume, even according to Rabbi. Now, this is the Rav Tam in the Mishnah. Now the question is, what is that? That's a good question, alright. It's a good question. But you'll go over the Gemara, so you'll see. I mean, the Gemara discussed it. I mean, so there'll be no kashi. That's a good kashi. So how can the Mishnah mention Minan Suyin? Unless we say that when the Mishnah says Nisamalu and Nisgalshu Minan Suyin Nisulei means because we assume that there was beer. But in a Haname, if we know, usually there is a Chazoke, there is beer Minan Suyin. Unless we have Eidim who know Nisosu Yodom Yodom, I mean, and they know there is no beer. There is no beer. So it's a pshites to it. So in a chaname, so it's a pshites. But Shmuel holds that Eidim Nisuin Bipsuris. Nisuin is not Eidim. Nisuin is not Eidim by Almon the King God who are crucial to him. Right. Now, the Ramban and the Rashbo, they say another Pshat from Rashi. Because after all, Rashi doesn't mention that Rav and Shmuel agree with Rabboni. He should mention it. I mean, such a Chiddush. So he should mention it. Why doesn't Rashi mention it? And Rashi just says, Yesh Chupa Tzulis, Ki in Godel Shidichu Shomono Tzakeen, the Chupa, the Riboala, Umikora Namale Kicho, So he says he was mach one second. He was mach misharvichupe, and it wasn't the chupe wasn't preceded by dush. But he doesn't say it's a little rabbin. So they say in Chalam, according to Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel reference to the case where there was chupe without dush. So Rab says yesh chupe lipsuleis. And she already becomes Asura Melechel Bitromo, and Midrabono, of course, even though there was no B.A., and Shmuel says, Ein Chupa Lipsuleis. But the Machlekes, they say that according to Rashi, the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is in respect to a Chupa without Dush. So Rashi is a Chupa without Dush, so it's nothing. So, nothing happened. So, it's a joke. So why should you be assured just because they went through the motions of being married? I mean, there was no dushin, there was no nisuin, there was nothing. They just went through the motions. Just an act. And not only Libra Avune, so there is dushin. That's what happens. But not only that the Ramban and the Hashbo say that pshat in Rashi, the Rambam explains the Gemara that way. Now let's see the Rambam. Perek Zayin Hilchos Trumos Halacha Chabad. But yet,
Rashi says the
chuppah is violated by a little damn. All right, but the question is, but what? It's a joke. There was no abduction, and it's not a leader de Rabuneh, so there was no abduction. She's not Mekodeshes, and what is Nisuin chuppah without abduction? Nothing. Just going through the motions of marriage. Now, the Rambam, of course, the Rambam passes like Rav, Hilchos Rav Yisurei. So the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Chof Aleph, says as follows. Kahanes Almono Shemisharso Likin God, Oy Krusho Likin Eget, Hoyo De Nisham Rezli Bia Psuo Shol Teiro, Harem Lech, in other words, he passes like a Meir, not like a Blerev Rav Shimon. Now here is Rav Shmuel. V'chein im yichnisu lechupo v'lo yeresin. Im yichnisu lechupo v'lo yeresin. Eino neichli. Sh'achupo pislasa melecheil. So the Rambam explains it exactly the same way as the Ramban and the Rashbo say, Rashi explains. But in Rashi, it's not clear. So there's another pshat Rashi. The Rambam is clear, it's explicit. In other words, the trad machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is not in regard to a chuppah that is Gushin, the Kontravune, or a chuppah after Gushin, as the Rambam and Levi explain it. But the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel has reference to the case of a chuppah without Gushin. And the Rambam definitely paskens not like Avune. That chuppah is not king, so that means there was nothing. Nisuin without Gushin, what is Nisuin without Gushin? What is Nisuin without Gushin? Still, the Rambam paskens, like Rav, that chuppah is Bishlasam Lechel. Alright, you say it's the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon also requires an explanation. The Rabbanon is not Hefker. The Rabbanon, so what? But it requires an explanation. Chuppah without Gushin, not according to Rabbanon, is nothing. He's just going through the motions of getting married. And there was no beer. So why should she be Asura Melecha B'Tulin? Now, I want to discuss Shittas Rambam in regard to Pono Avola Pono. Now, let's see the Roshan Rambam at the beginning of Hiluchat Tishah. Perek Aleph Hiluchat Tishah, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Kedem Matn Tere, Hoyodom Pigea Isho Vashuk, Im Rotso Hu, Behi Riso Eiso, Machniso Liseo Beisei, Ubealo, Beinei Livin Asnei, ותהיה לו אישו כיוון שניתנו תירו מצטבו ישראל שאם ירצה או איש ניסו אישו יקנה איזה התחילו לפני עדים והכן תהיה לו אישו שנאמר כי ייקח איש אישו ובוא אליו so כיוון מה תגיד לכם so the practice was if a man met a woman and liked her and decided to get married So he took her to his house and Be'alo Be'alo Natsnei, the Teolation. Now, when the Rambam discusses Kedemat Torah, he doesn't discuss, the way it was done by the Meseilon, by the Neach, you know, according to their own, you know, discretion. That's not Shaiach. Why is it important to discuss that? But he could have thought it was not Hefker either. I mean, so everybody had the din of the Neach, and the Neach also had obligations. So there is an union of marriage by the Neach also. The Bulas Baal, I mean, so there is an union of marriage by the Neach too. The Dovat Beishtei. So Kedemat Torah, so that was the law that applied to the Neach, that applies to the Neach even now. But Kedemat Torah, so that the law of the Neach applied to Bnei Yisrael too. So Kedemat Torah, or Yodem Pili Ha'ish HaMishuk, Im Rotso Hu, Vihi, Yisro Yisro, Machniso, Yisrael Beise, Ubei Alo Bnei Lin Atzmei, Viti Yisrael Yisro. Kim Shekher Teiro, Mitztavu Yisrael, Shein Yirtzo Yish, Yisro Yisro, יקנה איסו תחילו בפני והכן תהיה להם לאישה שנאמר כי ייקח איש אישו ובוד חפתים את הראש נפוסים כניסו דרך חומש הראש נפוסים כניסו בועל בועל Ubolo. That's last week seven. Ki yikach ishisho ubolo. The hoyo in Lysim Zachem Deino, ki mozo ba'alas bela b'chasam b'chasam b'chisus, ki mozo b'yod v'shil hum b'yisem. So, there is no posi ki yikach ishisho. There is ubolo, but that's ligabe. That has nothing to do here. I think ubolo Well, that's also in Gesetze. Kiyikach. Oh. Dvorim Chobbeis Hosek Yudim Kiyikach Yishisho Ubo Alo Yisrael. So that's not the idea. So we should look it up. You know, the other Rambams where they have different Yesuits, they probably are needed, it's probably a mistake, there's probably another concept, but that's the way it should be a Kinkashish Bala. I mean, there's nothing to do that Pasik Bala or Slayer, it's nothing to do. So Bala should be. I'm sure that in the other Tfusim of the Rambam, so it's written in Bala, Ubala, not Ubala. Now the Rambam Sivan Mitzvahs mentioned the Pasik Ubala, not Ubala. Ubala, I mean, there's no Shai. But that's an extraneous point, it's not our concern. But I'm sure that in the other Tfusim of the Rambam, so the Girsi is different, I'm sure. Anyway, so then the Rambam said to our Habeis, do the Kuch in Eilu Mitzvahs shall Teirah, Uviachot Mishleshet Borim Eilu Yishon Iknes, the Kesef or Bishtar or the Bier. הרי איש איש איש, ויבוא אליה חוץ מביילו, חייב מיסס בזני, אם רוצו לגר איש, צריך הוגט. והם נמצאים, it's strange that the Rambam says, ויבוא אליה חוץ מביילו, חייב מיסס בזני. The Rambam has to emphasize, חוץ מביילו, it's strange, I mean, ויבוא אליה, we could say, naturally, חוץ מביילו. All right, ויבוא אליה חוץ מביילו, חייב מיסס בזני. If I knew Pshat, no other Rambams, I would try to understand this. But there are many other Rambams, I don't know Pshat, so I'm not going to break my head on that. Kinat then Aloch Dalet, the Rambam says, Kede Matintere, Hoyo Odom Pige Aisho Bishuk. So the Rambam, I'm just emphasizing that, that the Rambam, Kalak Lopasishes, mentions Kede Matintore twice. First, he mentions in Pirik HaLechalev, Kid Matan Torah, what was the way to get married, Kid Matan Torah. And the way it is to get married now, after Matan Torah. Now, he mentions something else. Kid Matan Torah, Yodam Pigi Aisha Bashuk, Im Rotso Hu, Behi, Nezim Yisroro, Ubeirisho, Alim Haderach Vehelech, Vizumi Hanikris Gdeisho, משניתנו התירו, נסרו הקדישו שנאמר, לאישי הקדישו בני ישראל. לפיכוך כל הבי אלישו לשם זנוס, ולא יקדושים, לקם נתירו, לפי שבו על בישו. So the Rebbe is massive, he says, דישו is מופקרס לכל עולם. What is called מילה שפסק. But סתם פונו הבולה פניו is not high for us. According to the Rambam, if Ponu is Bola Pnuyo Bleib Dushin, so is Chai Malkis. The Rebbe says there is a Chiyuv Malkis only by Mufkeres, Dictation. But if she's not Mufkeres, Lakeil, then just Ponu a Bola Pnuyo, there is no Malkis. The Ramban's Shiti is, but the Rebbe agrees with the Ramban in respect to Mufkeres. Of Pono Abola Pnuyo in Nefkeres, so there is Malkis. The Ramban Shiti is that the love of Lysia Gdeisho applies to being whom Dushin is not Atheus. For example, Ervo, or Chayuvet Chises, means or Ishish, or Achise, or Shifre and Nochis, the Dushin is not Atheus. Now you see, you'll find it. Many Yeshiva Bukharim and perhaps even Mechaberim who write Svorim, who write as the Rapashu that that the, if the soil is balanochri, soil is on the rabbonon, if it's in a rabbonon, then the Israelis and the Belis, the nochri is on the rabbonon, you'll find mechadrin, contemporary mechadrin. I don't mean mechadrin 50 years ago, I mean, but the contemporary mechadrin, you'll find it. That it's only Mr. Rabbonon, it's all nonsense. So, the Ibn Ezra mentions in the name of Chassad Goyim that Lysinov, the love of Lysinov, and the Rabbi Tavish form says the same thing, even though the Ika love of Lysinov has reference to Boal Ishish, but it's Nichlal in Niu, it's Nichlal, all kinds of Niu. So he made the Ibn Ezra mentions in the name of Rabbi Goyen, that there are many degrees of new. There are many degrees of new. Does somebody have here maybe a Mikoy? I know you shouldn't go to get it. A Mikoy's daily Sanshmeis? No one has here. Does anybody have here? All right, no, you don't have here. So he says that the new is many a fun. Oh yeah, you have it. Okay. That's it. Umilas niuf kmoiznus, vini kosu vatina fesoebe, vini roli fals nativazin. That is a strange expression. Omar Afsad Yagoe, ki aznus al mailis rabis, vasha hut in mailos o znus, all kinds of degrees of znus. So the most lenient kind of znus, vasha hut in mailo hakalo, nishkat apsulo baalmono. Somebody has relations with the that's yourself. But it's news. That's also the rice, but that's the lowest degree of news. Vashal Milo Mimenu, Mishka for Yishi, Mishde Kishi Nido. Kiraha Yonin Miatim Tiamu Terasley. So that's Moham. And the third degree, Umaylo Mizois Eisha Shish, Ki Tochen Sheyomus Bailo Vitiya Mutaraslai. Umaylo Mimeno, Ho Akum Shi Neno Altiras Yisroel, in Lenosan Lazara, even if she didn't have a child. So if Yisroel is Bala Nochis, doesn't mean Tarasina. Even Bitsine. So that's in Mohomo Tenabal Eisha Shish. I mean, so you can see what kind of sense it makes to say that Yisroel Abola Nochris is only Mr. Abola. The trouble is, there are many who don't learn the Rishonim. They just go over the Gemara, you know, on a Dafayomi level, and they think they know Shas, because they fall off the Dafayomi. So they pass in Chubes, they pass in Shilas and everything, not even knowing the basic principles. So you see, Rav Sadi Goyim is also on. So Rav Sadi Goyim says that Abola Nochris is more homo, is more serious than Abol Ishishish. That's what Rav Sayyid says. Now, according, I mentioned that because according to the Ramban, this is Ramitzves and Ramban in Chumash, so the love of Leisi Egdeisho, Yisrael. So he says, he doesn't have reference to Panavolatim. Because we don't pass from like Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer says that Panavolatim is Zene, and she's a Sorokin. But we pass from that in Zene, Elon Bia, that Kushin is not Inkis. Let's say Biaselbo, or let's say, or Akul and Nochri, or Ebed. So mainly that's Deishop. Deishop means where it's a real Biasmus, where she becomes Zene through that year. So anyway, so according to the Ramban, if a Yisrael is born, let's say, on an elbow, or where she becomes Zene through that year, or Yisrael is Bala Nochris, or Yisrael is Bo, is Boan Shifre, and so on, is even allowed to see the nation of this Yisrael to the Kodesh in Yisrael. And then, in explaining the tree, the Ramban mentions another Kodesh, that the Ramban is Ramitzes, implies not only in Yisrael against the Baal and the Nibelis, but against Bezdin. Bezdin meaning called Israel, like Bezdin in regard, let's say, to Mille. Gemara says that he in Moimola is Oviv, so Bezdin is Oviv in Moshe. So the Bir Agro says in the day, what is in Bezdin? In other words, only the chief rabbi is Oviv in Moshe. It means called Israel. You say Bezdin, in other words, because Bezdin has a Yechilis. Can't say every Jew in the street, because he doesn't have Yechilis anymore. But Bezdin has the authority, the control. Some melee, the jurisdiction, some melee is Bershusay to be mal. So any Jew who is able to make sure that the Jewish child should be nimel, and he doesn't, he's not going to the right. So here the Ramban says, that's the Pasuk, we see a dictionary is Israel, doesn't only imply a Nisa against the Israel who lives with the Shifra, who lives with the Nochis, who lives with the Nishish, with the Nalbo, let's say, Shabosar, Achis, and so on, but a Nisa against Bezdin to allow such a state. To allow such a state, I mean of allowing Jews to live constantly with Goyes or with Shifres or with the Nelbo and the Neshishish. In other words, any Jew who is in a position to prevent marriage with the Nelbo and intermarriage, and he doesn't take action, according to the Ramban, he's either allowed the right self to see vision in front. I mean, it sounds strange, but this is what the Ramban says. All right, so when you see somebody writing Lochre, someone is a Rabbonon, and the Israelis gets married to a goy, certainly always a Rabbonon. I mean, at least in Lochre, so then the Pharisee can only pay away. But the Israelis who is married to a goy, so there's no canoe pege, some is the Rabbonon, this din shall shake. It's true the Gemara says this din shall shake. But we have to understand what Gemara means this din shall shake. But according to the Ramban, so it's not only that they are the devil of the rice. Even the best, and best means called Israel, anyone who can take measures to prevent this afkeres, you know, of intermarriage, and doesn't do it, so he's able to love the right self of his segregation of this Israel. His segregation of this Israel. Yes? I'm not going to discuss that. I know, but it's Nisha Shem Gosha. I'm not going to spend time now discussing that. I'm just mentioning what the Ramban said. Alright, now. So, the afflictions in respect to his segregation. According to the Ramban, it implies love against Ponavolatni. Even if she's not a Mufkeres. According to the Raivet, only Mufkeres. According to the Ramban, even by Mefkeres, it doesn't come with Nilavu Sigdesho, but what comes with Nilavu Sigdesho, only a bia in which there is no Gdusha, and a bia that makes her into a Zain, so that's called Deja. Ervo, Nochri, or Eved, and so on. Anyway, so, Kedemat in Tere, Hoyodom, Pegia Isha Bishuk, Imrozohu, Vihi, Nason, Oshor, Beiris, Alimadera, Beir, Vizui, Amikris, Deja, Mishinitna, Atero, Nesra, Deja, Shinema, Risi, Deja, Nason, Soya, Lipicha, Kola, Beir, Isha, Lishin, Znuts, the Lake Dushin, Lake, Natera, Lipishabal, Deja. Now, let's see another Ramban. Till what time can I see this here? What? Till when? What? Three mamesh or... Isn't there even space here? No. Space is before, I mean, all right, but till 5 to 3 is all right? All right. That's a gomor. So at 5 to 3 I'm going to interrupt. In the middle of the sentence. Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchas Melochim Halocha Dalet, where he discusses all the din of Melech. There are certain things that a Melech can do. Anyone other than Melech cannot do, but a Melech can do. So he says, V'chein l'keach mikol v'ul Yisrael noshim u'pilakshim. Noshim b'ksubo u'pushim u'pilakshim v'loy ksubo v'loy pushim. אלא ביביחו בלבד כן איסו, מתורס. אבל ההדיד אוסו בפלגש. אלא ביומו עבריו בלבד אחיות. אחיות. So, what's the expression of אחיות? יוד is דושן, all right, that's another, it's not our concern. So the Rambam mentions here that the Melech is with a bepilegish. But the Hedyet is also bepilegish. Now, the Shaila is, when a Hedyet takes a Pelegish, so according to the Rambam, he should be Chayet with Chayet Malkus. Pon Havolachmi. So then, if it comes within the love of Lissi Yedesho, so how is it that the Melech is Muta? Why? Because the Pasuk says in Shmuel that he'll take Pelakshi. So it means that the Melech has a dispensation in respect to the love of the same nature. It's inconceivable that the Melech should have a special heter in respect to love the right to love the evil mind. It's inconceivable. Now, that took your stories in the knowledge of heaven, of God. So Noshim, Melech, is Noshim, and Melech is allowed to marry Noshim wives and Blashim. So what's the difference between Noshim and Blashim? So there are two verses. One verse is Noshim b'ksuba u'gdushim, Blashim b'loy ksuba u'loy gdushim. The other verse, and that's the verse of Rashi in Chumash. We don't know what Rashi's verse saying in the Gemara. We don't know. But Rashi's girse in Chumash, Mechaim Soro, is Noshim Biksuva Bikdushim, Pilakshim Bikdushim Beloiksuva. The Rambam's girse is Pilakshim Beloiksuva Ubeloikdushim. Now, so, if we say, like the girse, that Pilakshim is Bikdushim Beloiksuva, then there is no difficulty. So it's only by Hedyet and Isra Rabboron or without Iksuva. So Rabbi Shuvah and Rabbanim Tzidras Musa by Melech. This Rabbanim doesn't apply. According to Gilsa, most the shame, Amin's Gilsa, most the shame, the regular Gilsa, no shame, the Ksubo Gushin, the Lakshin, the Loy Ksubo, the Loy Gushin. So, what's the Pshah? What is it? Hedyat, a Melech is allowed to be either allowed to rise up with the nature of the Shem Mustafa. It's not the stop. It's not the stop. Now, and then, come the Rambam, it's Mashma. And the Russian Rambam, it's Mashma, that. Oy shepia sanida. Ike diyalo slo mi hoche. Di chupe hani yo. Here the Gemara says, in the first lashon, that if the kale is piyosanido, so then it's not mechuyev in zeinis, even though the base chedesh has already arrived. So why? Because he's an onus. The question is, why is he an onus? Why can't he be nicer while he's in it? So some rishonim deduce from this Gemara that chupe, that's yichud. And so mele, if it's yichud, so if she becomes an ido, he's not allowed to misyachid with her. It's not a sugra shishamim, it's only that the husband is allowed to be misyachid with wife, it's only after bilas mitzvah. But before bilas mitzvah, there is no heter of sugra shishamim. So mele, he's an onus, he's not allowed to do it. Whether the nisuin is chal or not chal, he's not important. He's not allowed to do it. So mele is an onus. Ike di alifrin hoche di chupe haini yichut. Ulifi choke shepiro samido bilo yibaal asuro li isyachet. Di amino li kamo. Duhu yoshin beinu anoshin. Di ishto yisheino beinu anoshin. Di lab bas chupi. Umishim hoche in mayo lo mizenis. Die Miese, die Chuppe, war eine Yichud. Lomen im Heil und Sehne es, wachasil in Sui. Wachasil in Sui. Whether it's Chal or not Chal. But if it's Yichud, and Yichud is also before Bilas Mitzvah. So Mele, so that's why he's an honest. Now one thing I just want to point out. What he says, he says, "Nefichoch ki shepir sonido b'libal asur yisyachid ki damrin oli kamon u yoshin b'nanoshin v'yishti yishin b'nanoshin ilav v'skupri." We haven't reached the Gemara yet, but I just want to mention that it's not the atrishis rishenim in the Gemara of u yoshin b'nanoshin v'yishti yishin b'nanoshin. Now, one shidis rishenim, I don't want to discuss it in detail, because we'll discuss it when we read more, but Agavurche, I just want to point out from this run, there is one Shittus of Rishenim that Hu Yoshin Be'anoshin Vishdi Yishin Be'anoshin means that before Bilas Mitzvah, the Chosin is also B'yichud Midekale, whether in the night time or in the daytime. But as long as it's not Yichud, so then it's Mutar. And there is no requirement of tushneres, even at night time. Then there is a shittis of Rishenim. Then there is a shittis of Rishenim that there are two aloches by Pirsoy Kalosi Nido. One aloche is also the Yisyachet, even in the daytime. But in the daytime, so it's like Yichud in Kolatere Kula. In other words, there is no halacha of Tushmires as far as Yichud in Kolatere Kula is concerned. Yichud is also, if it's Yichud, but if it's not Yichud, so then it's Muta. It doesn't require Tushmires of Fu Yoshin bin Anoshim, the Ishte Yisheino bin Anoshim. That's in the daytime. Shaking at night, so there is a home. Not only is Osal Yisyachit. Osal Yisyachit, so let's say if the door is open and anybody can open it, so then there is no Yisyachit. But here at night, because Libby Gazborn, Taki for Yitzray, so there is especially Yisad Rabbanon, that at night time, so there is a locha of full Yoshin bin Anoshim, the Ishti Yishin bin Anoshim. In other words, so a teenage should sleep with him, and the teenagers, I mean a big teenage, so should sleep with her, Tushmir, as it requires. So there are two halachas. Then there is the Shite, so the Shemi, that Hu Yoshin bin Anoshim, the Ishti Yishin bin Anoshim, that's only night time. So there is a halacha that he requires Tushmiras. Hu Yoshin bin Anoshim, the Ishti Yishin bin Anoshim, Tushmiras. Night time. But in the daytime, not only that he doesn't require Tushmiras, Yichud is even Muta. Why is Yichud Muta? Yichud Muta, after all, Yichud is also not only in the Shishishu and the Arbor, even Yichud Pnuye is also in the Arbor. David Bizdine, or Gosru, because of the incident of Amnon and Tomor, so David Bizdine was guilty of Yichud Pnuye. So why should be Yichud Muta? Because of the Aloha of Suga Bashishan. So all the other Rishim hold that when is there a heter of Suga Bashishani, only after Bilas Mitzvah. But before Bilas Mitzvah, so then there is no heter of Suga Bashishani. But there is a Shittes HaRishenim. I think it's the right Bishenim. There is a Shittes HaRishenim that even before Bilas Mitzvah, there is a heter of Suga Bashishani. But in night time, it's not only Yehud Yosef. Even without Yehud Yosef, it's only that he requires to Shmiras a special Zerah. Because Taki for the Yitzchak. So we see from this round that he rejects that Shittes HaRishenim. I think it's the Shittes of the Raivet, that even before Bilas Mitzvah there is no Issa Yichud as such, and in the daytime the Chosn is allowed to be Misyachid because of Suga Bashishani. But in the night time there is a special Issa Rabbanan, because according to that Shittes, so what kind of a ray is it that Chupan Yehud Ulfichot Kishapir Samido believe Bala Suga Yisyachet? It's not a Suga Yisyachet. Can have the Misurim in the daytime. And even the nighttime can also be Misyachet. When it means the nighttime not, when it's already the time for people to go to sleep. But let's say, it is the early night when no one goes to sleep as yet, so then it's like the daytime. So according to this Rishenim, there is no Issa Yichud as yet. So we see that the Ran, of course the Ran, rejects the Shittes. We'll see when we reach that Gemara of Hu Yoshin bin Anoshim Mishu Shemesh. Anyway, so they mention this Gemara as a Raya, that Chupi is Yichud, Memele, and Yichud is also on the daytime, the nighttime, or in the daytime, some Memele is an Onus. He's an Onus. Dini said, "Who can love any who blow in a mile of misenes? But has you in suit who is a machnis in a color of cupo at the toy? The Arab will eat to his seed or mad, she machnis in a so the cupo at she yicht it xubo. She came them lochina saw the bylaw because the loch is that coatech is so mosai who la mono mono so the lossy bilas nuts so mid abono. It's a Bilas Nuts. So Meile be Zoser before the Ksuba is written. And not only the Chachomim or Misaki, that Ksuba, that the husband is Mechuyev to write, is Mechuyev to give a Ksuba. Mechuyev to give a Ksuba. Because Shalit they call a bin of the Tzion. But even though there is a Knaibez, that is Mechuyev, whether he writes a Ksuba or he doesn't write a Ksuba, So he's mechuyev misat my bezel. According to Shimon Gamliel, he's mechuyev mi reise in exude. So even then, she's also the bailo before he wrote exude. So be is asur. I mean, before he writes exude, because of his amchadayt. So if he does, in other words, chachomimo misakein, that everyone, according to Rabbanu Shimon Gamliel, according to Shimon Gamliel, is the reise. But according to Rabbanon, it's Rabbanon. Why? But if he didn't write, the B.A. is a Bilasnus. The B.A. is a Bilasnus, not only if he didn't write altogether, even if he wrote Iksube, but he wrote less than Masai. And even if she was masking, she agreed to it. So Rav Meir says, "Is bilose is bilasnus? Why? Because it's loy sam chadaite. It's loy sam chadaite. So mele we could say, and the Balita Shita is like that the Balita Shita is sheimachnisin isoli chupo achi yichtev ksubo shekedem lachin asur lebal." So in other words, so since there is a law that if he doesn't write the ksuba, so the lossy bilas moves, so he is asur, so mele yichud is also asa. V'chein da'asa rab rabbi nimeishu amayin z'chein l'vrochem z'chein l'chassir l'chassishas. The Rambam also says the same thing, that he is not allowed to have nisuin until he writes the ksuba. Why isn't he allowed? Because the Rambam Shiti is that Yichud is one of the ingredients in Nisuin. The Rambam Shiti is not like the Rishonim who say that Nisuin consists just of Yichud. That's one Shiti. The Rambam Shiti is that Yichud is one of the ingredients, the components of Nisuin. And what is Nisuin? She is Yachedimo. So there are three ingredients in Nisuin, but Yehud is one of the ingredients in Nisuin. So Mele, since Yehud is one of the ingredients in Nisuin, and there is Aloche that if Likos Afloksuve, so Gilosi is Bilasnus, so Bia is Osea, if Bia is Asuro, so Mele, Yehud is also Osea. So there's the shite of the Balayita and of the Rambam. The Hov Adalimia. So he says it's not like that. That this point is certainly not true, he says. That it's osea to have Nisuin before he executed the Ksuve. There is a raya from the Gemara, it's not like that. Why? It's not really come up. There it was a question of Chabur, all right. So Rav Ami was Matya. Omole Rabbonon voloyichti v'ksuve. So how is he allowed to have this mitzvah? But he didn't try the ksuve. These are the facts. So Omolehu atfisua mitalter. So he said, all right, we try the ksuve, so she can, the chosn should deposit with her, certainly totally, a security for the ksuve. So that would be the equivalent of writing the ksuve. So memele you'll be able to be beobulas mitzvah leil Shabbos. But so we see that the nisuin obviously took place, then he's not going to make Nisuin Friday night, that's Osea. So Nisuin probably took place in the regular time, BMOV. And still the Ksuve had not as yet been executed. So how did the Chachonim in those days allow it? Apparently it's Muter to Bnei, even if the Ksuve is not executed. Because in this case, so the Bezdin, I mean the Chachomim in that city, so they allowed it. So So some Rishonim say, no, it's no raya. I mean, so that's a kasha against the Rambam and against Bala Yitzur. You know, somebody say, it's no raya, because Rabame didn't know. I mean, Rabame didn't know that the Ksuve had not been executed. The regular thing is to execute the Ksuve before the Nisun. Rabame, he didn't have detectives to check up on them. So he assumed that the Ksuve had been executed. And the only shaila was about Chabura B'Shabes, so he said it was matter. So then when he was told that in this particular case, so the Ksuve had not as yet been executed, that means that the Chosin and the Kale actually didn't, they didn't know the deed. So he said there is an Eitze that the Chosin should give security to the Kale for the Ksuve. So that will be in lieu of the execution of the Ksuve. But so he says, "Al meshor the kings of the Ksuve, b'chein b'din, shall we motzino?" So in other words, right now, the Ran doesn't want to discuss the question as to whether Nisuin consists in Yehud or Nisuin consists of something else, but he's assuming that Nisuin consists of Yehud. But even so, even if we assume that Nisuin consists of Yehud, so then it's osel to have Nisuin if Pearson Ido, because there is a Yehud. But to be naysay without the Ksuve having been executed, that is not osel. Even if we assume that Nisuin consists of Yehud. But after all, there is a loche that being Asuro, be Asuro without the Ksuve. So why shouldn't Yehud also be yourself? So the Ran says, even though there is a loche that Kol HaPeich is Lipsulam Musai and Umono, Lial Mono, so Al Izibulosi Blasnus, that's the first mission in Pirei Hafalpi, but Yehud is still Mutar. Why is Yehud still Mutar? So he says, behind the din shall not seem to be a soul, is Yahad like Sube. The time the moon say, we should be so that the be able like Sube, me the Rabbon on the Almel. Because be able like Sube is only an Isa Rabbon on. Some male, we don't have to be gay, say, a Yehud. I mean, why should Yehud be also? Yehud be also, as I say, that we should be. If we be mute, a Yehud, so might be nichsho, but since even Bia is only an Isad Rabbonon, so Mele we don't have to be Gezer. So that would be like Gzer al Gzer. I mean, that's what he says. The Bia Beloiksuve and Rabbonon Baal. They, another reason, now the question is this. You're right. The Bia Beloiksuve and Rabbonon Baal. They, Shehile Tishmele. Another reason is why Yehud is not Osea, before the Ksuve was written. Because Shehilo Tishmalei, Mipnei Sheyida, Sheyikalo Bein of Leitzio. In other words, we don't have to be Cheshish if we allow Yehud before the Ksuve is written. Maybe there'll be Yechsho in Bia, she will not let him. She will not let him, not because of Yerushalayim, she will not let him. She will not let him because inasmuch as the Ksuve had not as yet been executed, so she is afraid that it's still Kalobain of Leitzio. Some male she will not let him have be. Some male we don't have to be gay. They do mitzrayal mishum do samchadaito. So he mentions, so far he mentioned two reasons as to why there is no Yisr of Yehud before the Ksuvah is written. Even though Bia is Bia's Nus before the Ksuvah is written. So one reason is because even Bia is only Rabbanon, so we don't have to be gaze that Yehud should be also. Second reason is because she, it will think that inasmuch as he hasn't executed the ksuba as yet, so nearly skalabinitzio, so he will, she will not let him love her. And then the third reason is a little obscure. The A Diloi Mitzere Elom Mishum Dului Samcho Daito Shari Mitnai Bezniyish Uchidam Rimon Firik Naoshen Spatsiso Hoyo Vishuse Nichtov Mishum Duchad Milzo Ulikte Kirin Knisere Chup Hilka Hakilo Im Tim Zoleima De Chupe Hani Yehud Kim Dului Mitzere Bi Yehud Dului Ksude Yishoga Likonso De Chup Abo Pirsonido Now, the third reason requires an explanation. And the Bach, you see that the Bach was baffled by the third reason in the Rambam, because it's obscure. The first reasons are very simple. I mean, what do you say? Another reason, a third reason as to why Yichud is not Osach. Why is Yichud not Osach? Because first he said the second reason, she hilotishma. Then he says, and assuming that she will be tishmale, this is how the Bach explains. Rabbi Sabach explains. Sarah, assuming that she might, you know, be obedient to him and let him be Borel. So he says that, but since, you see, they were two time for Ksuv. First of all, two takonis in regard to Ksuv. I mean, according to the Rabbanan of Shimon Gamliel, the whole Chiyuv of Ksuv is only in my Bezdin Rabbah. So they are two takonis. One takon is in my Bezdin that he is mechuyev ksuv. Whether he writes, he doesn't write, he is mechuyev ksuv. And Rav Meir says in the Mishnah, and the Rambam passes like that, like Rav Meir, that even if he was masne at the time of the Yisuin, that he'll give her only mono, she's a psula, she's entitled to Mosayim, so Tnoye is bottle. Because he is master Mashikos of the Chayot. The Rambam, even though he doesn't pass like Ramea, that master Mashikos of the Chayot and Dabash of Imome in his Noi, but he passes like a Yude, that only Ligabeino, but Ligabishir, Xus of Noi Kayom, and he accepted its Mome, but still he passes here like Ramea that Noi, but there is a special aloha. That here there is no Ibar. So the Lachamishne explains the Rambam. After all, the Rambam, the Gemara says, the Tameya says, it is Masne in each day, that Yifres lo Mosai, so no Ibar, because Rameya Shito say that Masna Mashukas of the Teiro is no Ibar, even if it's the Rosh of the Moment, but the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yude, that the Dovah Shemonim, so Masa Mashikos of the Teo is no Ikayom, only the Gabeino, because that's not Momen. But the Dovah Sheoksus, that is Momen, so no Ikayom, so why does he pass that is no Ibotel? There is no Ibotel. So the Lachamishn explains the Rambam, and that's how it's Mashma from the Loshin HaRambam, Belchim Beis Mihilches Ishes. So the Rambam says that the reason is why it's no bottle, because there is a loche called apeches lipsulo mimosayim ulalmono mimono hari bilosi bilasnus. So mele that means that it's not idolosh abimomein grade. Since it's bilasnus, so it's not idolosh abimomein, so it's idolosh abimisa. Masan mashikos abeteiro in something that involves an isa is certainly no bottle. That's why, so the Rambam passes like Rameya, even though Lav Bitamei, he passes like Rameya, that even if he's Mechuyev Niksu, and the fact is that the tnai, the stipulation to the contrary, is null and void. So it's not kalabein of leitzio. It's not kalabein leitzio, because the fact is, if he decides to divorce her, he'll have to pay Mosayim, in spite of his stipulation. So why should be losi be bilas nus, but losi is bilas nus? Why? Because we sam chadai. So we have two alochas, two takonis hachomim in regard to ksubim. One takonis hachomim that is mechuyev to give ksubim. That's it, not based whether he writes, he doesn't write, he is mechuyev to give ksubim. If he writes or he doesn't write, even if he stipulates with her consent, he still mechuyev to give ksubim. Shall it hey kalav bein of litzia? Then there is another takonis that even though he's mechuyev in the ksuve, but if he stipulated he's not going to give her mosayim, so then he's also lovely. So it's a bilas nus. The rabbon, it's a bilas nus. Every beer is a bilas nus. So then why is that? Why would Chachon Misak and bilas nus? Because even though on account of the tnai bezin, some mele bimtzias, it is not kalorin of litzia, because the fact is, if he decides to divorce her, he'll have to pay the ksubin. But she, subjectively, she'll be thinking, it's kalorin of litzia. Even though she will not, evaluate it, according, objectively. See, she will evaluate the facts subjectively, according to her emotions. And in view of the fact that at the time of Nisuin, he stipulated with her, Hare ani neiseich, al nas, she ksuboseich, tiyamono loim usayim, and she agreed. But she agreed, but at the same time, she's afraid that she'll be kalabin of Litzio. Objectively, it's not kalabin of Litzio. But subjectively, in her mind, she thinks that she's still kalabin of Litzio. So in view of the fact that subjectively in her mind she'll be laboring under the impression that she's kalabein of litzio, some male is lisom chadaite, and if it's lisom chadaite, some male it's bilasnus. If the kale is lisom chadaite, some male the bia is bilasnus mirach. Oh, so now
she agreed. Why did
what is that?
She agreed. Why is the kale?
Why? No, she'll think that she agreed, but she still expects him to be nicer than that. She agreed, but she expects him to say, even though you agree, but I'm going to give you a sign anyway. And he doesn't say it, so she's afraid that he doesn't like her, because he agreed to her consent. Why did she consent? All right, she consented, but she doesn't want him to consent. She consented, but she expects him not to consent to it. So mele, it will be loy somcha died. So he says like this. So the third reason is like this. So the Bach explained, even if we'll assume that she will be tishmalei, shall be tishmalei, so then it will be asuro, be bilasnus because of lisam chadaito, not because of kalabin of litzio. So there are two takones by the chachamim. One takone was that he's mechuyev to pay exu, whether he writes, he doesn't write, regardless of his stipulations and of her consent, he's mechuyev exu. Shalit hei kalabin of litzio. Second akone is, even though he is mechuyev in the ksuve, but if he stipulated, and the stipulation is null and void, so he's still mechuyev, but because of loisam chadaite, and she might think subjectively that she is kalabin litzio, even though bimtzias, she is not kalabin of litzio. According to the evaluation by Bezdin evaluates the facts objectively. They have no negias, but she doesn't evaluate the facts objectively. She has negias. So Meile, she'll be thinking that she's still Kalvin of Itzio. So he's with some Chadaite. If he's with some Chadaite, so again it's Glazmus. So Meile says, this is how the Agri is about. Assuming that she'll be obedient to him, and she will listen to him, to be that he should be Bo'aleo, so it's still, so then, it will only be Oseh Mishnu Yisam Chadayte Shah Mitai Bezni Yishlo. So the question is, so what? What difference does it make? Why it's Sibila's Nuz? Sibila's Nuz! Some may say, so B.A. is Sibila's Nuz. So you should also be Oseh. Unless we say because B.A. is Sibila's Nuz, so we don't, that's the first step. But now he's saying, assuming that we have to be Gezer even though B is on Yosem Rabbah. And even if we assume that she will listen to him and she will let him be Bo'aleo, so still Yehud is not Osa. So why shouldn't Yehud be Osa? Because it's not objectively, it's not Kalabin of Litzio. Inasmuch as there is it like this, and it's only subjectively Kalabin of Litzio. So merely so some chadaite. But what difference does it make objectively, subjectively? The fact is, Rameya says in the first Mishnah of Alpik that Kolapich is Litzulom Masayin, Ulaumono Mimono Hare, Bilose Bilas Nuz, because of Loi some chadaite. But it's Bilas Nuz. So the Bach explains, inasmuch as objectively, it's not Kalabin of Litzio. But because there is it my best, and it's only Loisom Chadaite, so this Loisom Chadaite is not Ishote. Why should I say it's Ishote? After all, she agreed, and maybe it is Loisom Chadaite, but maybe it's Loisom Chadaite. Maybe it's Loisom Chadaite, even though she agreed to be Mrs. Thayim, without the ksuve having been written, but she agreed to be Mrs. Dim, but at the same time, that's the nature, I mean, a woman is also human. So she agreed, but at the same time, she has a deep resentment against him. Why he asked her to have Nisuin before he even executed the ksuve? So in her heart, she might bear a resentment. So Mela, there is a possibility that Loi Som Chadaite. But if Abba it isn't, it is Som Chadaite. After all, he wasn't Neiseh Abal Kolcho, so she agreed to have Nisuin before the Ksub was executed. So maybe it is Som Chadaite. But Chachomim Aser Lovi Oleo because of his Sofik. Maybe it's Loi Som Chadaite. But since it's only Osea, Lobby Oleo Machmasofik, maybe Lisam Chadaite, so it's not so homo that the Chachomim should be Gezer even Yehud. Because actually, even Lobby Oleo is only Osea Mitirasofik, not Mitirasvada. So since the Lobby Oleo is only Osea Mitirasofik, so Mele, it's not reasonable that the Chachomim should be Gezer Yichud Otom Bia, when Bia itself is only Asur Omitam Sofer. This is how the Agoi Sabach explains. Hilkach, Afilu Intim Zuleima, the Chupa Ani Yichud, Kindle Mitzara Bi Yichud, the Lake Suve, Shovel Consul Chup, Av Pearson Ido, Kimish Asur Lis Yachin. So far he's assuming that Chupa is Yichud. Kim Shasur is Yahid, I Hupe Hani Yehu, Lavas Hupe, Umil, so Mele is certainly known, Mil Bide Ebed Mahani. In other words, so the Ran says, assuming that Hupe is Yehud, but the Ebed, if he had Nisuin, he was Nisyahid, so he didn't have Ere. So, but that doesn't mean that the Nisuin is not effective. Umil Bide Ebed Mahani. The chid mi deasikne b'chirik habuah libendi. The yesh chupri psuleis. Kinao mono liken god b'chavri seo. Afal gav lechazion leilom. Libi eu li yichud. Konam li gora minaye. אבל לכתחיל היא מכניס ניסי לחופה עד שתקעיה לחופה אני יחוד כמו שקוסו בקצת מגיעות. So he says, assuming that chupa is yichud, so Mela is definitely also to have nisuin when she spills on lechatchil. But the event, so he did a nisa. So, but effective it is, and he mentions a strong cry from the Gemara, in Yevomis, that means I. So there, the Gemara in Yevomis, that means I, and there is a machlikes between Rav and Shmuel, whether yesh chupel ipsuleis or in chupel ipsuleis, psuleis with the pay, not psuleis with the base. So that means, in other words, if one has nisuin, we almona liki mother, that he has sugot him, or krusha liki had it, so it's Rav the Raisi. And that is a nisa the Raisi that has no heta. It's more than needed. Nidhi, all right, she's a suratim. They sleep also. But after she counts the 7 days and she goes to Tile, she'll be metalistim. Mashenkin, Amunu, can go to a crucial kehati, she's always a suratim. So there is more of a reason to say that Nisuin shouldn't be affected by Amunu, can go to and by crucial kehati than by Nidhi, because Nidhi so is destined to be metalistim. Every time, and so even in respect of Malik and God, where she's asura to him all the time, so there is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel whether yesh chupalipsuleis or ein chupalipsuleis, and we pasken like Rav. So has come with Hamo by Nido, where there is hetal yisur after tefillah. So certainly that Nisuin is effect. But then the Rambam Shita is that Nisuin by Nida is not effective. Even the Eved. So that's the Kasha that all the Rishayim mention against the Rambam. fine. Now the Rambam in the Yud Nun Chasishes in two halachas, in halacha Vav and halacha Beis. But let me just read halacha Vav first, and then halacha Beis. Hamarei Sesoyisho Ubirer Birkas Chasanim Velo Nishyachi Imod Beisei Adayin Arusei. Because the Rambam Shiti is the Tichud is one of the ingredients in soy. It's not just Tichud alone, but the other elements, other ingredients, but that's one of the essential ingredients. Shein birkas chasani meisa nisuin elokniso lechupo. Irei svikinas lechupo yorei birer birkas chasani hareizu nisu od muro techeizer omibore chafila hakamo yon. Alright, so you could say because inasmuch as the suin involves Yehud, and Yehud is also within you. But maybe the Eved, it is how, as the Ram says. No, but then, in Aloha Beis, the Rambam says, Kim Shemichniso Ahuso Lichupo, Harezu Muteres Lobby Oleo. Behold, she is. והרי ישתיב מורו לכל דבר ומשתיקוניס לחופו ומתחיס ניסו אף על פי שלא יניבה לו והוא שתיירויו לבירו אבל אם הוא יסודידו אף על פי שנכניסו לחופו ונסייחד עמו so here is discussing the event not לך תחילה ויגורו הניסויים והרי כאהבו סעדה so the Rambam שתי נכניסו in the event Nisuin is ineffective by you. So the Kashi is true. Yehud is also. So Yehud is also so was either an Isaac. And what about Almonia King Godwin? So Rav says Yish Hopel Psuis. And there it's an Isaac that in Lehetia all the life will be a sore thing. But here she'll be a sore for a certain time every month. But she'll be the terrorist then. Like any other woman. So, why should that be more humble than our monarchy King Godu, Gurusha, the Kine? So that's the question. Now we have to go over the more in the Bobas. Of Yesh Kupulus. It's not a simple more. I made a mistake. Last week I should have told you to go over the more. Alright. Now, in order to understand that Gemara, so we have to know the Mishneh that in Bobo and Beis Nivos. Now, there is aloche that if a woman is Nivalo, a Bias Ksur, so then she becomes a Surachavitru. So if a woman was married to an Almonet, let's say, to a Kibodu and Nivalo, Nivalo, so Nidarai says she's Asur Lachum. Or Igrushe was married to Ikinhedye, lived together, so Nidarai says she's Asur Lachum. She's Asur Lachum. That's Nidarai. But the question is, suppose a woman was Mureses to Ikinhedye. Was Mureses to Ikinhedye. Igrushe was Mureses to Ikinhedye. And then he divorced her. Oh, the husband died. His home. So, is she, of course, with Isaac, she's her kin, she was not Nidala. So, why should she be Psula Mlechavus Homer? But the question is she Mutaris Lechavus Homer or not? So, what is that? She's a Skein, I mean, suppose she's a Baskein, I mean, in other words, she's a Baskein, of course, if she wasn't a Baskein, so she's not allowed to eat Truma anyway. So, and then, even if she becomes Mekudeshes to Ikea, but with Rabbonon, so Arusa is a Chalakim woman. So the Nafkimine, the practical Nafkimine would be when she's a Baskein. So like this, she's allowed to eat Truma. But if she's Nivelas Pilas Pshul, so she becomes Nivstal Mulach of the Truma. So suppose she was Mekudeshes to a chusha was mekudeshes, to a get now money was mekudeshes to a chingodu, and he was megavisha, or he died in the salmino. Ishi asura lecho mitzvah. And she's a basket, so originally she was allowed to eat tumah. So, ishi nifseles lecho mitzvah. So there is a machlekes between Tanakame, Rav Meir on one hand, and Rav Lezer and Rav Shimon on the other. And we pass like Rav Meir, like Tanakame. So that's in Mishneda, in Dobo Mubayt. We promise. Almonoli kin godu, kusho, utoli kin hegyet, min eiresen, lo yeku bitrum, or... Why? Because, why the Yehush was not Yiva, all the people but she was in Ishtameres Libiopsu. She was destined to be married to him and to live with him. All right, he divorced her. But she was destined to have the marriage consummated and to live with him. So she was in Ishtameres Libiopsu. So Rav Meir says, if she's in Ishtameres Libiopsu, that in itself parcels her. Melechu b'tumah mirabotu. Rav Lezer v'Rav Shimon Machshir. Then the Mishnah says, Nisarmelu or Nisgarshu, Nisarmelu or Nisgarshu, Minapsuim, Minansuim, Psuis, Minoeresen, Chips. Suppose she was an Aruse, Likinedia, the Grusha Aruse, Likinedia, or Almone, an Aruse to King Godo, and then he divorced her, or he died. He died. So even Rav Meir, who says that Almona, the King God, Almona, the King God, Grusha, Chutzal, the King Hedit. So, me is Minoeres, is Loyechu, the Trumo, that's only as long as she remains married to the king, as she remains married to the king.